Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So we're quite clear what we need. If you have created the fifth generation of atomic bombs and are testing them already, what position are you in to question the peaceful purposes of other people who want nuclear power? We do not believe in nuclear weapons, period. It goes against the whole grain of humanity.
So that was one of the issue-oriented things that Ahmadinejad said yesterday, and we'll dig into it a little bit more now with Jacqueline Shire, senior analyst at the Institute for Science and International Security, a non-proliferation expert. Maybe this is one of those too little explored issues. Let's dig into it a bit. Jacqueline Shire, welcome to WNYC today. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So that challenge from Ahmadinejad to the United States said, hey, look, you're getting to have a fifth generation of nuclear weapons right now. Why do you get to tell us we can't have any? Why do we?
Well, Ahmadinejad is identifying an issue that is enshrined in the Non-Proliferation Treaty, which was adopted in 1968, which says that there are going to be five nuclear weapon states in the world. And all the other countries, if you want access to peaceful nuclear technology for your own energy programs, for example, you will adhere to this treaty as a non-nuclear weapon state, and that's precisely what Iran has done. Iran is a member of the NPT and is entitled to the rights and privileges under that treaty as a non-nuclear weapon state.
So that's the matter of law. What about the matter of right? I mean, the United States is plenty controversial in the world. The United States war in Iraq, we see how it's viewed, we see how they circumvented what many other countries consider to be international law. The United States is the only country that's ever used nuclear weapons, and yet a U.S.-led treaty seems to prohibit other countries from this bit of self-determination.
Right. Well, let's sort of unpack a little bit what's happened, you know, in the last 5 years with respect to Iran. Iran's had a nuclear program for a very long time. It dates back to the Shah, actually, and actually there were many U.S. Companies and senior officials under the Ford administration, for example, that were seeking to sell to Iran nuclear technology and equipment for a peaceful power program. So Iran is entitled to its own nuclear program. That is really unequivocal and unambiguous. The problem right now that Ahmadinejad wasn't really being completely forthcoming about is that Iran has hidden some activity that was illegal under the NPT, and specifically this is about experiments, importing nuclear material from China and conducting experiments with centrifuges that it either acquired from overseas or manufactured itself to enrich that uranium. That's the issue that the international community has with Iran, and that's why we're in talks right now with Iran to try to bring its nuclear program back under the full glare of IAEA, International Atomic Energy Agency inspection. So we want to try to establish greater transparency with respect to Iran's intentions and its actions.
How do we know that Iran did those things?
Well, Iran hid them for a long time, and in August of, I think it was 2002, some of its activity was disclosed by a dissident group. And then a series of inspections unfolded. Excuse me. And then Iran came forward eventually and said, yes, okay, we did these things. Let's put them behind us. Let's move forward. And that brings us to where we are today.
From Iran's perspective, and this is one of the things that did not get explored at the forum, Iran sits in a part of the world where they have nuclear powers on various sides of them or other very strong powers on various sides of them. They have, you know, in a sense, U.S.-occupied or controlled Iraq right there. They have U.S.-controlled Afghanistan right there. They have nuclear-armed Israel right there. They have China right there with all kinds of other pressures. Iran would have reason to want to have a very strong defense. And in that armed-up part of the world, you know, if one was just looking objectively at which countries kind of had some kind of reason to want nuclear weapons, not that I would personally support it for any country, but you know, one could make a case that, look at the situation Iran is in with all these various hostile countries around it.
Well, two things are important. One is, there's no doubt about it, Iran lives in a dangerous neighborhood where there's lots of arming going on for lots of reasons. But Iran insists that it doesn't want nuclear weapons, and it is a member of the NPT as a non-nuclear weapon state. So it's not really a sound argument to make that because it lives in a dangerous neighborhood, it's okay for Iran to have nuclear weapons. Iran has said it has no intention of seeking a nuclear weapon. What we're concerned about is Iran's nuclear capabilities, or whether it's putting a capability in place that one day it could break out and acquire a nuclear weapon.
Is Iran within its rights to pursue a nuclear power program?
Absolutely within its rights to pursue a power program, absolutely not within its rights to pursue a weapon.
The statement that Ahmadinejad made, the one we played included part of this, and then he went on to say, not only are nuclear weapons against the grain of humanity, that any leader who's interested in nuclear weapons is, I think he used the word, stupid and retarded. Did you believe him?
Well, I'd like to hope that that was a poor choice of translation of language by the interpreter. In terms of whether pursuing nuclear weapons is stupid, you know, certainly I believe that Ahmadinejad believes that, but I think what you have to do is look closely at Iran's actions. And the problem is that Iran's actions leave a great many questions. For example, one of the biggest things that the IAEA right now is unable to verify in Iran is how many centrifuges Iran's workshops are producing, because Iran stopped adhering to something called the Additional Protocol, which entitles IAEA inspectors to visit those factories, those workshops, those facilities. Without access to those things, we don't know how many centrifuges Iran is actually making and how large a scale it's seeking to acquire at Natanz. It's you know, a very big unknown. And just this week, the IAEA is in Tehran for talks with Iranian officials about Iran's so-called P2 program. This is a more advanced centrifuge enrichment program, which was also hidden from IAEA inspectors previously and has since been disclosed. And now the IAEA is trying to get some of its questions answered.
So do you think an answer like that is just a political dance to throw the world off its trail, or try to, by saying, you know, this is against the grain of humanity, this would be stupid and retarded?
I think as president of Iran, he probably believes that nuclear weapons are stupid. But like I said, you have to look at Iran's actions, not just the rhetoric of its president.
Jacqueline Shire, senior analyst at the Institute for Science and International Security. Thanks so much for coming on with us.
Thank you for having me.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up in a minute, free speech on campus, big thing. How about free speech in the workplace? We'll talk about that next. Stay tuned.